Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, our guest is Lyndon Oh, the founder and chief executive officer of Ozone, a company that aims to give users the ability to control and profit off of their own internet data. And who doesn't love the sounds of this? And Mr. Oh, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks so much for having me on.
And certainly our pleasure, and pleased that you took a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us, get into what Ozone's mission and vision is.
Ozone's vision is very simple. We are trying to correct the wrongs of the internet age, where all of the big tech companies that have all the technical sophistication to make money off of user data have not given users the equivalent opportunity to make money off of their own data in the way that the big tech companies can. We're just trying to fix that and give power back to the user simply by starting with easy tools for them to harness and play back what they do on the internet and then be able to control and monetize it directly to the same advertisers that are paying big tech to access those users.
And all I have to say about that is, why not? Awesome, awesome idea. Now, why does the market need a new data monetization platform? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. We know that users are looking for alternative sources of income. The creator economy is on the rise. Influencers, content creators, users that are finding ways to take control of their devices to make money, have all kinds of tools to be able to do that for content, but they don't have the same tools to be able to do that for their own personal data. So we're trying to create a system where they have easy access to tools and they can keep doing what they do on the internet to find ways to extract value from their data in the same way that they would be able to extract value from the data that they generate producing content and other monetizable forms of digital media.
And as far as who would benefit the most using Ozone, would it be the customer or a business?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we're trying to create equal value for both sides. So data is a non-exclusive good, which means that as data is generated, users and companies are able to both profit equally from that data. And right now, both of them are in a little bit of a bind. Both sides of the market are in a bit of a bind because businesses don't have access to consistently compliant user data without doing all kinds of tricks and going to data brokers, basically being able to buy data behind users' backs at a very high premium because of the privacy challenges in getting that data. And then by the same token, on the other side of the market, users aren't able to go out there and just say, hey, look, here's a little bit about me. I would love to be able to get good deals from my favorite companies at the right time and at the right price in exchange for a little bit more information about myself. It makes it easier for an advertiser to serve ads to that user where they know that that user has a high likelihood of converting on that ad. And what we're trying to do is just create a system where this little slice of the pie that's being generated and all the personal data that's going out between publishers and advertisers is returned right back to the user who is the original originator of that data.
Well, let me tell you, this is really clever on your part, and not only that, but it's quite interesting as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Lyndon Oh, the founder and chief executive officer of Ozone, a company that aims to give its users the ability to control and profit off of their own internet data. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this even further, what are the business benefits for using Ozone?
Yeah, so, you know, we've seen in the last 2 years of the data privacy landscape, a lot of companies have been buckling under the pressure of regulators and public scrutiny of the way that personal data has been handled by announcing that they're phasing out typical tools that they use to track who we are. I call it legal spyware, where companies are following you around on the internet, kind of creeping on the things that you do on your devices and on the web. Most famously, though, those are third-party tracking cookies, which are essentially little listening devices that are embedded as lines of code on publisher pages and on mobile devices. And Google recently just announced that they're going to phase out third-party tracking cookies And, you know, advertisers are going to be stuck trying to recover some of that intelligence that they were grew so accustomed to getting from that legalized spyware. And in the absence of that, Ozone is coming in to fill that void and replicate that experience, but really giving the power to the user rather than to the publisher and rather than to the mobile developer, and saying, if you want to see what my behavior is and construct an idea of what kind of persona I have on the internet, the things I like to buy, the content that I like to consume, spending power, personal brand preferences, I'm happy to make that accessible to you through my Ozone tools in exchange for equal value back. And really, the tools are being replicated in the same way, but the fundamental difference is that it's back in the hands of the user.
Lyndon, pretty awesome stuff here, and I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience. There is no doubt about that. And speaking of the audience, how can our audience sign up for Ozone, and where do they get the platform?
Yeah, Ozone is absolutely free. You can access it today on ozone.ai, Ozone spelled like the ozone layer. And we're very excited about a new product we're releasing this week, which you can access from that URL. It's our Chrome extension that pays every Ozone user a weekly dividend just for that browsing data. So what that means is if you have our Chrome extension installed, a Chrome extension is simply a plugin that you pin to your browser. It's a little add-on tool. Many of your users, I'm sure, already have Chrome extensions installed. Ozone has an extension that does a couple of things for the user. One is that it will collect your browsing history and play back for you the browsing history, and then give you control over that inventory and how you share that to an advertiser. And in exchange for that, Ozone is paying every user of that extension a weekly cash dividend that will be dropped directly into the Ozone wallet. So we're really excited about releasing that product this week. Anybody can get it from the website.
You got to love that. That is pretty awesome stuff. Stay tuned. Again, folks, for more information and to tap into Ozone, visit ozone.ai. Mr. O, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Lyndon O, the founder and chief executive officer of Ozone, a company that aims to give its users the ability to control and profit off of their own internet data. And for all the details and to tap into Ozone today, visit ozone.ai. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.